Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1754. Visible translated text is as follows. His hands on Mary Fagan, and that she had seen him whisper to her or talk to her with his face close to hers. Maggie Griffin and Dewey Howell left the large room described two or three times together and returned together, and I heard Dewey Howell say repeatedly that she was afraid she would forget all Maggie had told her to say when she went into the courthouse, and Maggie said, "We will go over it again so you won't forget it." This was repeated several times. I recall hearing Dewey Howell say, "This was not the truth." I did not know her by name, but also was rehearsed to know her. I did not know her by name, but also was rehearsed to know her. Maggie Griffin, in that room. But I have since seen her in the courthouse. I have seen the evidence they were all being given by Dewey Howell, and her to say. I don't believe other of the girls on the witness stand. I have recognized in her answers, produced by Dewey Howell, and it was to say over the false, as they were giggling and laughing over the evidence they were to give when they went on the witness stand. I have read this statement and subscribe my name hereto under oath. C.W. Burke, sworn for the movant. I am acquainted and have been for years with Austin C. Denniston. On or about the 20th day of November, 1915, the said Denniston was in Atlanta and, as I understand, was engaged in doing some special work in the Frank case. On that day, I was asked by Denniston, as a notary public, to swear Miss Ruth Robertson to an affidavit, which affidavit is hereto attached, marked Exhibit A, and made a part of this affidavit. This affidavit was presented to Miss Robertson, and I read the same over to her, and she swore to the same in the presence of the said Denniston and myself. I had nothing to do with writing the affidavit, nor anything to do with taking the affidavit, except act as notary public. When said affidavit was read to Miss Ruth Robertson, she said it was the truth. Attached as exhibit is a certified copy of the affidavit attached to the preceding affidavit, signed by Miss Ruth Robertson. Ground 10. Dr. I. McGuire, sworn for the movant, I am a notary public in and for the County of Fulton. As such notary public, I took an affidavit from Mrs. Mamie Edwards, formerly Miss Mamie Kitchens, dated April 12, 1914. I read the affidavit over to Mrs. Edwards before she signed it, and she stated that it was true. After reading it over to her, she signed it and I swore her to it. Dan S. Lahan was present with me when the affidavit was read to her and heard Mrs. Mamie Edwards say that it was true and saw her sign it. The affiant made no protest as to the substance or words of the affidavit, and after hearing it read, she signed it without protest, saying that the same is true. Said affidavit was changed in accordance with the statements made at the time by Mrs. Mamie Edwards.